This is the Bull Mountain Brothers podcast.
Does it classify you as an adult to own an umbrella?
What's the other one you use? Grubhub or something?
Grubhub?
But no, you're not getting a free hoodie.
And now he's the yawn guy?
This is the B&B Network, and you're listening to the seventh episode of the Bull Mountain Brothers podcast. And this is a large crew episode. We are joined in here today with our good friend Chad Lager. Chad, how are you?
Good. How are you, really?
Chad Lager of Lucky Lager.
You can say hi to the other two guys in here.
Today we are without Matt Schaff, but we got the other boys in town. We've got Ramsey. You can't see him today because he forgot the camera.
No, it's not that. I think he's slowly electing to turn into Jamie of the Bull Mountain Brothers podcast.
I was drinking.
What did you point at?
You weren't switched. You were having a really good...
Oh. Dang it, I missed one. Anyway, but I think he's really slowly turning into the Jamie, trying to be the Jamie.
Where off-camera producer?
I think his desk is actually going to move into the back corner over there eventually.
He's just going to produce from home.
We just put him in.
You remember that like South Park episode where they all like play Warcraft and they all get
sit in there. Yeah.
And there's the one guy that's like...
Yeah, seriously.
It's laying like that. That's gonna be Ramsey.
I kind of get the vibe.
Pizza just falling off of his chest. We're trying to ramp.
And he's actually pulling out the
oh my god,
mechanical, advantages of our chairs.
He is now fully reclined. His squat with the headset off.
Wow.
Ramsey, would you like to at least? That's it. That's the.
You gotta pull your mic closer, and that way. There you go.
Oh, you're gonna drop. You're gonna lose your Starbucks over there. Painting the picture.
Yeah, another weird thing, Chad.
What?
Our producer goes to Starbucks before we record, and we record at 5:30 p.m. at the earliest. Who the fuck orders Starbucks?
You don't drink coffee at night?
No.
Chad is fully aware of Ramsey's Starbucks at night.
Yeah, almost every Sunday he takes me to Starbucks and buys me a coffee.
At like 10 o'clock at night.
I think he's trying to get in your pants.
Well, trying or succeeding.
Oh. Well.
Can't confirm.
So not only is he completely pulling himself out in the video, he's not even talking on his mic anymore.
Yeah, he won't even talk. I think his mic's actually not even plugged in. Look.
Oh, no. It's.
Welcome to the Riley and Sean podcast. Yeah. We're changing the name.
Matt is actually moved back to California, so for the time being.
Matt has actually became salsa.
What? Okay, what?
he's a human embodiment of a jar of salsa.
He has actually turned into a vat of salsa. No longer has the use of his limbs and or mouth and or ears. He is the vat of salsa.
What does that show? This is going to be a stretch.
I know what you're talking about. The meatball?
What? No, it's not the meatball. It's like a bunch of food piled together, and it's like this thing that talks. It's like a cartoon movie or a show.
Are you talking about Aqua Team Hungry Force?
That's what I thought he was talking about, the meatball.
It
and
might,
then like the French fry guy.
Yes,
I have never heard.
That's
of
Matt.
It.
Yeah.
I never watched it.
Is that the like Disney show?
No, it's an adult show. I think you're actually thinking of Sunny with a Chance of Meatball.
Veggie Tales. That's what I'm thinking of.
Aqua Team Hungry.
Guys,
Force,
can we talk about some networks real quick?
Networks.
Nickelodeon was always the safe pick. Cartoon Network scared me. It scared me.
Oh, why? What was the one with the fairies? The Fairly Godparents.
Yeah, that was
Nickelodeon.
That was Nickelodeon.
Fairly Godparents.
Yeah. Okay, I would say post 2008. Sorry, pre 2008. Best on Nickelodeon. Anything post 2008, like iCarly, that kind of stuff, sucked.
I couldn't tell you what was after 2008.
Well, and that's the Classified
Neutron
was in there.
That was Nickelodeon. Wasn't that?
Yeah,
Danny Phantom.
Okay, but here's the thing. Best show ever on Cartoon Network, Billy and Mandy.
Good one.
And Ed and Eddie, also solid show.
The Grim Adventures.
Codename Kids Next Door.
Yeah.
Codename Kids Next Door.
That was a good one.
You know what scared the shit out of me when I was a kid? Was it Grim?
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
That was a scary show. No, but I'm saying on as far as Billy and Maddie, Madison. Or sorry, Billy and Madison.
Billy and Mandy.
Billy and Mandy.
Which one is that? Cartoon Network?
Yeah. Was it Grimm's son was the spider, or was it Billy's son was the spider?
Billy's, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think
that spider scared the shit out of me. Do you remember that giant spider?
But he was literally like a dude that talked like this.
I know.
But my thing is I was never afraid of the regular programming. Robot Chicken creeped me the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like the actual first robot, like his Robot Chicken became the network, right?
That was a network?
Yeah, it became like a network of Adult Swim, like Robot Chicken. But that show, Robot Chicken, was
terrifying.
Freaking creepy.
I don't think I watched enough.
There's nothing that scares me more than dolls that talk.
Was that the one where like the gummy bear is just walking down the road and it steps in a bear trap and its leg gets cut off?
Yeah, it gets out
and it's like, oh. And it's like it hops another three steps, cuts the other leg off of the bear trap. Funny as hell.
It's like there's definitely
probably terrifying to the child.
That's Billy's. I think it's Billy's son. That was his son. Was this ginormous spider?
Yeah,
scared the shit out of me.
Now if they'd have thrown a fucking cartoon inflatable wacky arm, dude, you'd have been fucked.
Dude, it's a Family Guy all the time.
Is that your irrational?
Okay,
wacky inflatable.
Let me ask you guys this. Let me ask you guys this. I feel like I'm in a room where Simpsons was watched.
Okay,
but you guys watch Simpsons, right? And you appreciate what Simpsons has done for like the like raunchy comedy of cartoons.
Right. I mean, was it really raunchy though? I mean,
yeah, it was pretty.
I mean, adults could enjoy it, but I don't think it was like crazy.
Okay, so
the Office of adult cartoons.
My question, I guess, won't really. I know what your guys' answer is going to be, but I was going to ask you what was better, Simpsons or Family Guy?
Family Guy.
Now, what's better? Family Guy or American Dad?
Family Guy.
Do you think if American Dad had the timeline that Family Guy did, it could compete with it?
I always thought American Dad was the Wish version of Family Guy.
I tell you what, though.
I could see that.
Obviously, like, what's the alien's name in American Dad? Anyone?
Roger.
Roger. As far as he is the basic antagonist,
trivia.
Like Brian, he would be the similar thing to Brian. I think Roger's a better character than Brian is.
I do, too.
I agree.
Okay.
But I think that it just... Family Guy opened the door.
Where do you rank the goldfish? I don't remember what his name was.
Oh. Well, who would he be compared to as, though?
That's what I'm saying.
He's kind of like a solo, because there's really not like anybody on Family Guy that you can compare that, right? So
you can kind of say Stewie.
No, because that would be the son in American Dad.
No. Because
that's Brian and Stewie.
Chris. I don't know.
Well, because...
All right, Ramsey, here's another tough
one.
Can't we throw King in the Hill in this conversation?
King of the Hill it's its own thing, though.
Yeah, but you know what I'm gonna be honest with you right now when we're on this topic.
Hot take:
freaking Bob's Burgers is horrible. I hate it. It's so like I tried to watch it a couple times and it just drives me.
I have to ask my girlfriend's brought that up 100 times. I'm gonna tell her right now voice. We all just had
King of the Hills
a consensus.
I think it's definitely more laid back than the
South Park's funny.
Great.
I think they were funnier when they had like in the first five seasons than they are in like what do they got to be like? They got to be up there with Family.
I think they're funny because they do current events and they make fun of it.
And they just
what are we talking about?
South Park.
You still think it's underneath Family Guy, Ramsey?
Family Guy's hard to beat, man.
All I'm gonna say is South Park has episodes, certain episodes that can't be beaten, as far as humor goes.
I would say though that Family Guy
is not consistently hilarious. Like Family Guy's every episode for me, right, Family Guy's always funny.
I think the thing is like that about Family Guy, they were raunchy, right? But I feel like from like season 18 on of Family Guy, they like hit another level of like
of funniness.
Of like no, I'm saying of like being like going too far. You know what I mean? Like to most people, like it's hilarious as shit.
But yeah, but when it's comedy, you can like somehow get away with it.
I know, but South Park's always been like that. They'll take it always to the next level. I think Family Guy's kind of hopped on that train and tried to do that.
But I can tell you right now,
one of my favorite scenes from Family Guy ever is when they introduce Quagmire to internet
porn.
Porn.
Yeah.
He comes out of the house and they're like, Quagmire, what are you doing? We haven't seen you.
His arm's like ripped. Like,
yeah.
His arm's just ripped. He's like, I'm gonna go get the mail.
No, my favorite one is when they go to like the multiverse or something and there's what the fuck is it? I think that's the episode.
You should come more prepared when you're gonna make a comment.
All I know is what happens is there's a giant, they're at like a farmer's market and there's a huge ass pig. And it like punches
oink.
Brian.
Yeah, it goes oink, oink,
oink.
But I have my top Family Guy moments I cannot share on this podcast, so I'll tell you guys after when That's we're fine. Off the mic. But some of like
it, it airs on TV. I mean,
I know, but
I don't think
still,
I ever like, aggressive sat down and watched a full episode. I'm like the dude who just watches like the 5 minute clips on Facebook.
Are you talking about so
that's guys? Such a 2024 yeah. thing?
You've never seen a full episode?
I'm sure I have, but it was never a show that I got.
Family Guy's gonna be played on my house for the next.
Yeah, I know.
Weeks.
I
might. I mean, Ramsey's back on Trailer Park Boys. So
oh yeah,
every his
you three, know what? I loved it when cycle. I first watched it. Holy shit! I tried to rewatch it again, and I cannot do it.
Season 1, 2, and 3. Hot garbage.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just like The Office.
Season 4, though, is when they start picking
up. Season one, I can't get into.
The first 3 episodes are dog shit.
All right, guys, pause. I want to pause for just 2 seconds.
No, I
want to
continue talking.
No, we're going to continue talking this, but I want to say, switch over. Everybody, welcome to the 7th episode of the Bull Mountain Brothers podcast. As you know, the format for the Logic Crew episode goes as whatever we want to do.
There is no format.
It's a lot of fun. We're happy to have Chad here. This is, Chad either jumps ahead.
I think it's number 4, isn't it?
Chad either jumps ahead or...
I got one, Ramsey.
These guys are really throwing me off here. He either jumps ahead or ties...
Josh?
I can't remember.
No, Dylan. Is this 4 or 5? I thought Dylan and Josh were tied.
I think he ties with Josh and Dylan now.
Yeah.
At 4.
I think it's been a while, hasn't it?
It's, for you, it's been...
We haven't really, honestly, like season 3, we've had... You're our 2nd in studio guest.
Who was our 1st?
Bear.
We haven't had a Lodge Crew guy this year, I don't think.
No, we haven't done a single Lodge. I don't think we did it. We haven't done a single Lodge Crew since the summer of 22.
That's insane. So it's been a long time since we've run one of our longest running segments of Lodge Crews.
Yeah.
And Chad, I think it's been for you. It's been since the season finale, right? Of 20.
It was before this last fall's hunting season, I believe. We were coming.
Oh, were you on?
Did you come
2?
On after we shot our elk?
I came on after that, and then I think I've been on once since then.
Ramsey, switch to Sean real quick.
I think it was. Did we have him come on for after elk tight. Camp in 20?
Yeah, because we told the story.
That was 20.
You know, we probably could have had him after elk camp 2023, but he just didn't show up. So
his truck okay, made it.
So I missed it.
truck had a hell of a time.
So I missed it, Chad. You were on season 2, which would have been 2023.
I'll do some research while you guys are.
It was before hunting season this last.
Well,
year.
Anyways, we're happy to have you back
also,
and.
Garrett bought a bow. He bought a V3X.
No, Matthew's got
it. Is this a, really? Like a, did he have an old bow or is
he had a bear.
Huh.
I didn't know he even like had done hunter, bow hunter safety.
Yeah, I didn't know.
No, he went the two years ago when we went up, right?
He goes every year.
Oh, I
that was his first time go because I remember him calling me when he got his new bear set up and he's like, called me up. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, typical Garrett. And
oh,
he's
I
like,
knew he had a bow.
I'm shooting my bow.
Because he shoots at his house.
Yeah. And so I think it was like 2 years ago when he started. I could be wrong. I mean, who cares? It's Garrett. But
what were we talking about before Ramsey really interrupted about Garrett? About Chad being on the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I will say, that. Happy to have you. What a great first Lodge Crew member is to have Chad Logger back on.
I do what I can.
Do you have one that you'd rather have, Ramsey?
Anybody else.
Anybody else. Literally anybody else.
You know what's funny is our Lodge Crews are always the same guys. We must not have very many.
You friends. Have like 3 friends.
Well, Sean keeps running them off. Sean decides Shut he hates up. Half of them. He decides he hates half of them and runs them off.
I hate how Apple has not changed our logo.
I know. I've tried 100 times and it doesn't change it.
That's, what's it supposed to be?
The so if you go us. On Spotify, it's the 4 of us, but even like it hasn't changed since day 1. It's still me, Ramsey, and Sean.
Also, can I tell you something about the website that I saw?
What?
There was one section in there that you definitely just said Ramsey and Sean and I.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
In the bio.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'll look it up here in a minute.
Anyway.
You can pull it up on the screen?
Nope.
Why did we lose this ability to do these cool things?
We
can't pull things on the screen.
Ramsey
we
needs,
can't zoom.
Ramsey needs,
what the hell is this shit?
It's all because Sean didn't bring his computer.
My
anymore.
Computer's fucked. We have to get Ramsey another laptop.
If you give
isn't
me
isn't that the producer's
with all
chat?
Of our fucking
honestly, if you got me like just a cheap desktop like you have in your
why don't you just take mine that I have?
Your what?
My little one that I used in here.
I have a Chromebook you can have.
Oh, you think you should get like a little
a desktop.
Well, Sean could probably let you have that monitor that's at his house.
Yeah, that's what I've told
him. And then just get one of those $200 little
that's
computers.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because I told you, all you need it for is Zoom.
I told you, well, Zoom, and then that way he can look stuff up and then be able to. Because he.
Well, and then Sean would have my laptop.
The problem. Well, you guys better start selling some fucking merch. Then
I don't have the fucking desk space.
Yes, we can make room for it. You would have to have.
I got a fucking
honestly,
production.
If
man.
We could build a little box over this,
guys. I'm sorry. I
and
had
then put the monitor
box,
right here, so I don't have to look at you anymore.
No, but the monitor has that.
I could have sat over there, you know.
Yeah, so I could put it like up here.
Yeah, and then you could. That laptop doesn't do shit except for record the video.
No, it literally controls everything.
Right, so that's why you would put that off to the side because you don't touch it during the podcast. And then a monitor is the thing that you could plug in as the fourth HDMI on the ATAM and then be able to like look shit up and do it. Because like the problem that we have is if he HDMIs to the ATAM right now with his laptop and he goes to like an internet browser to look something up, it does that fucking like
the multiple box thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we could just show him.
All right. What are you going to show? What are you going to do?
I'm looking,
looking at the website. While you're doing that, I want to talk about one thing. This week I was on a radio show.
Our last Lodge crew.
94.1 Case Guy.
Yeah, it was really different being on the other side of the thing. We were talking about multiple companies. I was actually able to talk to the people there about Bull Mountain Brothers.
Has it just been on me this entire time?
It has. Ramsey just hasn't switched over. But what I want to say is we got major.
Our last Lodge crew was August 4th with Levi.
That sounds right.
Wow.
And it's not even.
That wasn't me. I know I was on.
No, Levi was.
Sometime in the fall.
I thought Levi was a Vault episode.
No. Levi was posted. Your stepbrothers was not posted.
And then we had the Lodge crew in June with Chance.
We didn't do very many of them last year.
Lodge crew in April 28th with Chad Lager.
Because okay, Riley, so last one. Okay, Riley ran out all of our Lodge crew guys. Seriously.
I did. We had the time to tell some stories on this podcast. Happy birthday, Sean's wife.
You're hilarious.
All right. What I was saying was,
I feel like we're missing a deer head.
From the people that run that radio show, it was an actual media company, gave us
Are we not an actual
media company? No. I mean, they have other
right.
Radio.
Well, they're a radio show.
They're a radio show.
I wouldn't call it a podcast.
What do you call that? Like entertainment?
Chad has been on here the most.
Media. Well, like. Town Square. It's not Town Square Media. It's the other one. Yeah, something.
Desert Mountain Broadcasting.
Yeah. Broadcasting. All right. Yeah. We got a lot of compliments for people that had watched our YouTube show. And they said that our setup looked really awesome.
Well, I mean, we spent a lot of time on it.
Yeah, we still do. I mean, it's probably our pride. Do you know there's just a random salsa sitting over there?
It's mine.
That's yours.
Okay. Yeah. We've talked about it so much on here, but it's the storyline behind this table is crazy. Because this table has been in 15 different positions in this room.
It's been mutilated.
Yeah. Where else can it go?
Well, this table used
Chad
to be...
Was never...
This table used to be square.
This is the only studio I've been in.
Yeah, you've never seen... It was in my office, the dog room.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it was originally at. Okay. It was a square table.
And this table was square. And which there's actually a YouTube video. I wish Ramsey could pull it up. I could show you. There was a YouTube video of Sven's. Yeah. Where we duct taped a webcam to the wall and it wasn't even like centered. It was just like off, you know, kilter a little.
We've come a long damn way. I'll that's show for you. Sure.
I think it's posted on our YouTube.
We've come a long way.
Did you guys do YouTube since the beginning?
No,
of the
we
podcast?
Didn't. We started one.
We'd be current on YouTube right now if it wasn't for someone not making me thumbnails.
That is such a bullshit excuse because you don't need thumbnails to post a video. Ramsey is literally being a cop out right now.
Oh shit, our subscribers.
They're all done. They're literally all made.
Then why don't you just post them?
Because they look like shit. To answer your question while these two bitch at each other, we had the YouTube account since the existence.
We never pushed
it. We just never utilized it.
Right.
Except for, I mean, because like our first video, let's look. Our very first video posted.
Is Sven.
Was Sven Lodge Crew with Sven Yoshida.
He was the first guest.
80, it's or 2 years ago. So this was, right. This was
first
the.
First guest?
No, Isaac was.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah.
Was that true?
See, this was the original studio.
When he was baked out of his mind.
Oh, okay. I've been in that room. Not with that.
It was kind of sick, I'm going to be honest. Like, it felt good,
I
feel
like. It
wasn't
the worst.
No, like, it was... And the monitor with the B&B.
No, it was Sven. It was Sven, and then two episodes later, it was Isaac.
Oh, really?
Mm. So Sven was the original?
It was on the third episode.
I think I can remember. It goes Pilot, Oh Shit, We're Podcasters, and then Sven.
That was when Sven brought us
Pilot
that,
Wall Tank Chronicles. German beer. Holy shit, we're podcasters.
It took us literally over 2 years to do another
he said
Wall
it was
Tank
like
Chronicles.
The, basically the similar.
And now we've done two in a row.
German of Coors Light.
German
of
Coors Light.
Two in a row.
Isn't that what we did last week?
Mm.
Also, why are we not drinking Keystone right now?
They didn't have
Keith Stone.
And then this was our next setup. This is crazy. You can like, it's like a timeline. This was our next setup here, our first setup here.
Okay. Oh, it didn't have this thing cut off.
No, we.
This, it was completely like this whole it. This wasn't here. The front wasn't here.
I've honestly been trying to figure out how is this held up. There's no legs.
I used to have legs, and then I made Sean cut them off.
Yeah, he wouldn't do it for me.
Don't lean on it.
It's not sturdy. It's sturdy, yeah, somehow.
Because I'm a
What do you do for a living?
I do baseboard.
Oh, okay.
And then that was the first podcast recorded with the new table.
Okay.
And then, of course, it advanced to the sheds and the
yeah, because like for a while, didn't we just have, was it this antelope or did we just
it was those
have
two. Yeah.
Well, wasn't this thing here?
No, it's always been there.
I thought there was something big it above our heads.
So hard. The bull is so hard to do shit.
And it's turned the wrong way because there's no.
Matt's also told us that if he ever sells the house, the bull's staying.
Yeah, because you know what?
He doesn't want to get it out.
It wasn't that hard to get down here.
You know, it was not fun.
It's good. It's good, basically, like future advice for us, knowing that every single time that we get shoulder mounts down, it's going to be a removable for elk.
Do we remember if it costs extra to get removable horns?
I'm sure.
If it does, I'd pay it every time.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I don't feel like it'd be that hard to just do it yourself.
I would.
What?
I wouldn't trust.
Have you ever seen how they do that?
No.
Don't trust me.
You have to take a big hole saw and like drill into the horn, and then you set like big steel rods down
or nails, like huge, like 60 penny nails, and that's how they'll set it. And like they sit like that for like months, like drying.
Yeah,
it's insane.
It's an epoxy.
I don't know about the liquid chemical liquid used for it. I don't know what it is, but
we got some stuff at work, and you like put this special tip on it.
Is it that tube?
Yeah.
I was playing with that last time I was there.
And it like mixes the fluid as it pushes it.
Yeah, yeah. I've used those for epoxy.
It looks like a tube
with
sausage.
I had this piece of metal in my hand and didn't realize it was a little spot on my finger.
You had to rip your skin off?
Ripped my skin off.
Yeah, I have one of those.
5 minutes top.
I have one of those epoxy guns that's the battery powered, mm-hmm. and it like calculates how much epoxy you need for like all your holes and everything. It's like this touchscreen thing.
Right.
And it's the twist tube. Like that, where it's the two tubes and then they like interchange, you know, as that like it mixes it for you. So nice.
Well, that's like when you know you do tunnels on snowmobiles, especially like Polaris. I don't know about other ones, but you have to buy a special sealing agent, which is I'm assuming classified as an epoxy, but it's gray.
It's yeah. JB Weld,
and it only has a 30-day shelf life before it goes bad.
Oh,
and
shit.
It's the same thing. You have to throw it through one of those deals, and it runs the.
Does oil honestly? Have, does I oil think... have a shelf life?
Hmm.
I mean, years probably.
The best thing I ever used on a snowmobile was that stuff that I used to put in your crankcase. Was that your Pro?
No, that was my original
Second Dragon.
Second Dragon, maybe, yeah. It was a Red Dragon. Yeah.
So it like the crank had wore a hole in the bottom of the case, and so it was leaking oil. And I took this stuff and I found it on the internet and I like put it in there and ground it out so it looked like factory, never leaked a drop.
Like Flex, mm-hmm. like Flex Seal.
I think it was.
Yeah, do you believe that shit? Like those videos.
I've never tried it, but I want to get a bucket and try and seal a hole.
Ramsey can be he can tell you right now about how well Flex.
Sean, have you ever fished out of the chub?
Yeah,
the little chub, literally held together.
Held together by Flex tape.
All right, because one time we used to keep. All right, so for the audience. Ramsey and I have a little, what do you think, like 12-foot boat?
The Black Pearl.
It's a handmade 12-foot boat with like four bent. No, it's just got a bow. Yeah, the guy that I used to work for. And it's got two middle benches and then like a stern and bow.
Yeah.
And so you can sit. I mean, what's the most we've done? Four people?
I think I've had five people.
Yeah. I mean, you're pushing, you know, getting.
Four is pushing it.
And we like to, you know, hop ponds. We like to, in the late spring, early summer is a good time to, well, it's actually mainly like early summer. And depending on the weather, you could do it into hot summer.
This isn't like a motor boat.
No.
No.
A little rowboat.
I'll get there.
It's literally at the house.
I'll get there.
It's the white one.
There's a lot of shit at the house.
It's the white one that's upside down.
Couldn't even tell you where it's at.
I'll have to show them. And Ramsey and I, well, Josh is kind of the first one that he showed us with the drift boats, whatever. We like to use it for still water fly fishing, right? Which has like become like a favorite thing of ours because you can just strap one of those I mean, I think it's like a 1.5 horsepower or maybe a 3 horsepower.
70 pounds of thrust.
Yeah. Walmart Minn Kota trolling motor, the kind that just has like the clamp that you clamp it onto the.
Right.
Again, is it the stern? Is that the rear of the boat?
I think the stern is the ass end.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you.
The bow.
And then Ramsey and I would just take like car batteries and chuck one in there, or like a side by side battery. And you could run.
Dude, I got an excavator battery.
It's going to make the boat wheelie. You
get to put it's heavy, but it would literally last for days.
And it's worked
How
great.
Is that? It's good radio.
But it's worked great for us. But we've always kept it on sawhorses, and where we live gets windy as you know, you guys know, you hunt out there. And it one time it blew it off the sawhorses into our dad's camper and put a hole in the side of it, probably about a third of the way up from the bottom, you'd say. And Ramsey just got white Flex Seal and just slapped it on there, and it has never leaked.
Wow. That's impressive.
We're talking about the S scene on TV shit, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like where there's a 5 gallon bucket.
The guy
with a
like
hole,
cuts the fucking boat in half and then puts it back together with Flex Tape.
Or he cuts the whole bottom of it, puts a mesh.
I really don't feel like learning how to fiberglass, so I don't want to because it needs redone. But I'm like thinking about just like doing that one third up and just spray Flex Seal and just sending it.
Just rhino line it.
Or yeah, something like that. Well, I'd Flex Seal it and then
aluminum foil.
I don't know what
you can make hats.
But it is falling. I mean, it's probably 30 years old.
Hey Chad, have you ever heard of this little bottle over here?
What is this?
Do you know what this is?
Oh hell yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Oh hell yeah, he's heard of Oh Hell Yeah seasoning. Would you check that out, Sean? Would you like to tell us about Oh Hell Yeah seasoning?
I think Ramsey would actually be the best ambassador to tell us about.
Well, I don't have a camera, so
go ahead. Was this on the last tri-tip that you cooked for us?
Here, I'll just do
this. I think Riley would be the best. Oh, Ramsey's gonna do it.
You don't need it. You don't have a camera.
You don't need a camera. I'll be your.
I'll
I was
be
gonna
your
throw it at one of you.
Would you like to talk about it, Ramsey?
Oh hell yeah!
Oh hell yeah! Seasoning as seen on TikTok by Bear the Voice 3. He's our guy.
Phenomenal.
You guys saw him on the podcast. He is the one that has partnered with Matt Schaff of Bull Mountain Brothers to come together with High Country Salsa. This is in the High Country Salsa. But as far as the seasoning goes, Sean, have you been using it frequently? As a local guy that likes to do some barbecuing and cooking.
I'm pretty sure you put it on the last tri-tip that I had at your house.
No, that was my own.
Is that your own?
That was my own design. I have consistently put it on every style of eggs that I have cooked in my house since. I mean, hard-boiled eggs, I'll just sit there and dump it on them as I eat. Scrambled eggs, fried eggs. I've never met a seasoning that tastes better on eggs. Now, I haven't tried it on anything else yet, as far as any meat goes. I'm getting to that point. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, like, you guys have heard of that, I can't even think of the name, where it's like the everyday breakfast seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff kicks the shit out of it. I mean, it is
really
phenomenal. And it like the biggest thing for me is like when you look at this, it's going to look like it's spicy, right?
Yeah.
Because of the color. Yeah. So it hits you with a little spice when you go into the bite, but then it like seals out and then it's got the perfect amount of sodium in it. I mean, it's just a phenomenal blend of, it's a potion. Of greatness is really what it is.
Ramsey, have I seen you been using it on meat recently?
Oh, yeah. I use it. I put that shit on everything.
So let me ask you, chicken?
I liked it a lot on potatoes.
You did on chicken?
Oh, yeah.
Haven't tried it on... We got a problem. What happened?
Phone's going off?
Ramsey's ruining... Producer has caused a problem.
So without dropping a huge name brand, there is a seasoning that I use on everything. And you know, I food prep every week. There's a seasoning that I swear by. Watch that.
Yeah.
So I will definitely try that next week.
It's in the cupboard. It's in the cupboard. You should try it out.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
I want to try it. You bring up chicken. I have not tried on chicken myself. I want to try it on like those people do those recipes of chicken thighs where they just give it like a nice coating on the outside. You can either air fry it or put it in the oven. It gives it kind of a crispy layer. And they used to do it with the competitor. We know who, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say too is like, I want to try this as my dry batch for fried chicken. When you make at home fried chicken,
mm-hmm.
I want an egg chicken breast.
Okay.
And then
I forgot.
I would love to try it on some brisket or tri-tip though.
I apologize, Sean, because I did lie to you just now. I made fried chicken the other night, but like it was like a chicken tender, like you would make with panko,
right?
Breadcrumbs,
Dino nuggets.
No, but Ramsey, you did try it. I pre-seasoned the chicken with mayonnaise and oh hell yeah seasoning.
Use mayonnaise as a binder.
Well, we were out of eggs, so I said I wanted to try.
I've never tried that before.
My girlfriend swore by it. She said this is the best I've like. It's be-. She's like, okay, you should do it with mayonnaise from now on. Which I've heard of people doing because it's like, it gives flavor.
You know, the heard of the best binder is for chicken, for fried chicken, buttermilk.
I've heard of marinating the chicken in it. I've never heard about actually using it. And as well as I told, again, my girlfriend the other night, I was like, next time we do this, we need to be more prepared. It's not pull it out of the freezer, thaw it out in the microwave, and then cook it. I want to thaw it out or bring it from the grocery store and marinate it overnight in pickle juice like we do the turkey nuggets.
Yeah.
See if there is a noticeable.
I still haven't tried that. You're going to have to. I have some turkey left.
Pickle juice, yeah. You said?
Yeah.
Marinate it overnight in pickle juice.
If I give you the remainder of my breast, would you do that?
We should just like get together and cook.
Let's
it.
Let's do it. Okay, I want you to make that recipe for me because I still have yet to.
Like, we have fishing season coming up, shed hunting season. We could definitely make this happen.
And
actual turkey hunting season.
Can I say that I have never been shed hunting? Just really? Throwing that out there.
It's become quite a passion of ours.
Why is he on this podcast?
Not everyone.
I've never.
That's not a common.
Shed.
That's not a common thing.
On accident.
Really? That actually makes me sad.
Very sad.
Sean, have you ever found
I would archery season, I think you guys both found a couple. And
shut
I was
the
like,
fuck up, Riley. Never say that we to
found,
me again.
We found three in like a 50-yard area.
We filled the
and
ranger.
I was the only one who didn't find one.
No, filled the ranger.
Let me relive. I thought Sten got one.
No, it
let
was
me relive this set this situation. I spot two fucking sheds laying next to themselves about 300 and some yards away.
Little dinky elk sheds.
And I'm sitting there, I go, that's a set. And everybody's like, fuck you, that's not a set. Because we have a rule, like we've talked about on the podcast, but for Chad, our rule when we're shed hunt together, the four of us, is if, because we're just out there driving around on the ranch and the ranger, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you spot a shed and you call out shed, right? If you say shed and you're wrong, you have to shotgun a beer.
It is okay to say like, oh, I think I see. But once a second you say,
yeah.
If you, that is a shed.
That is a shed.
That's a problem because with drinking games, I just get thirsty and I might need to shotgun a beer. So,
but it gets pretty intense because the other thing too is if you stop the ranger because you don't claim it because you're unsure, when you get back to camp, you got to take a swig of camp drink. Well,
what's camp?
It was moonshine.
It's also been the Ramsey's dreams.
And I'll just tell you right now that this happened because Sean learned his lesson when we were out at Narnia. And I'm like driving through this area and I look over and I stop and I put my binoculars up and I just smile at Sean. And he's like, fuck you. He's like, no. He's like, because he saw it.
But hasn't a rule also been like if
yes.
Everyone else that doesn't like
yeah.
if you spot a shed, you're safe. The rest of them have to take a drink.
Yes. Like yeah. Well, because here's the thing to reiterate on Ramsey's story. I saw this and I know our rules and I was like 65% sure that it was a shed. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, look, I kept looking out of the corner of my eye and we're like driving. All of a sudden Ramsey stops and I'm like, and he goes, there's a shed. And I went, shut the fuck up. That is not a shed. I've been looking at this thing for the last fucking 2 minutes.
Which one was it?
When and trying to diagnose it.
Landowner?
Yeah. But, and then, well, the other thing too, the only other one was, I think this was before our rules though, when we were driving, you would know where this is. Can we say the number of the field that we hunt on? Is that okay?
I know what you're talking about. Without you
just say it backwards. It.
176,462.
Got it.
That field on the backside where, you know, rock stuff, we're like, you know, that big deep cut that follows it going up. Yeah. We're like driving along that just like, cause that's basically always a good location to find elevation.
I tell you, I found a road to the backside of there.
Yes. But you like, it's always a good thing when you're shed hunting to look for elevation change, because that's when like, you know, if they lose balance or something, or they're climbing up, that's when.
Right.
You hope that that's when that happens. And so we're
unless
like,
you're in a winter range, 9 times out of 10. Like, were all of our sheds that we found together last year was a winter range?
Yeah.
If you're finding them, like, usually, and this is like not even like a.
I'm just excited to find all the sheds from this last
year.
Let me
finish
this
before we go on with this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's passenger side. Ramsey's driving. So I'm like, just
out the window, right? Window down, just like looking. And he basically makes this hard cut because there's a tree in the way. And sure as shit, right under this fallen over tree, just this little, it was a little 4-point.
A little mealy shed.
Mealy shed. And I was like, that was my first shed I ever found on Narnia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But that whole day of that shed hunt, though, that Riley's referring to, that was insane because it was like we were cold for 3 hours. And then all of a sudden it was like he found one. Well, no, I was in the passenger seat and Matt and I actually both spotted it was a broken tine in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt and I saw that one, got out, grabbed it. And then Riley saw there was, which is super weird because it was right off the road. Like we were driving to another spot to go glass for sheds.
Oh, that really did.
Right under this tree. Dude, and like we drove by that thing like 3 times that morning.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden Riley's like, shed. And we stopped and it was sure shit. It was the, it was a bar.
It was like a decomposed.
Yeah, like a 5-point or something. But
when did they start losing them?
See, I was always, this is a good thing to talk about. Did we talk about this already or we talked about it off camera?
I feel like I've asked this question before.
No, we talked about it last week.
We did talk about it last week. So we're not going to go to
the end of April.
Yeah. Or even May. I mean, it was early May last year. We were still seeing those bulls.
Does it have to do with like, the type of winter we had?
I think so. This is actually the same conversation we had last week. Yeah, we'd like to know.
Well, here's the thing is like you got to think about like the bigger bulls drop first because it's heavier,
mm-hmm.
right? But here's you would assume that, but that's not always true because the nutrition that bull had versus a reg
probably
five,
a little stronger than what that little
you know
guy
like
had.
they could stay on longer. But like last year, Ramsey and I went out shed hunting on Narnia,
mm-hmm.
and you know the worst possible case scenario of anything that could happen when you're shed hunting is when you jump a bachelor group of raghorns and they still have their sheds, and that just like killed our day. We thought that was super late. He'll look that up. But
that was April. But think about this, Rams. That same weekend Sean's talking about where we filled up the ranger bed full of sheds and they were all white sheds, so they were either 2 years old.
Hey, we didn't find any browns.
Up to 4 years old. Did we not jump bulls that same weekend too with horns?
Mm-hmm.
That following weekend,
we jumped the one, yeah.
That following weekend, Matt and I went out there, and that's when I found that like 180, 200 inch 5-point that was brown.
Yeah. Well, didn't you say that bull that we jumped that when we filled the ranger up with white sheds?
First
weekend
in April, Sean.
First weekend in April. So, I mean,
it was a little bit. In that wheelhouse, I guess.
But didn't you say that bull that we jumped that had sheds, you thought was the bull that was running around with the one you shot?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I'm almost positive it was.
Yeah, which is super. Like, we jumped this bull while we're shed hunting, and Riley's like, I think it was like a couple weeks after he kind of diagnosed the situation. It was like, I think that's the other bull that was with the one that he shot.
Yeah, so if you're familiar with
the
story.
One that you wanted?
They were like twins.
Oh.
That was the thing is like when I shot mine, it was like not wanting to leave because they were like clearly siblings. But we jumped this bull that Sean's talking about within a half a mile of where I shot mine. So I was like, I was convinced like, because they have a certain, you see my bull on the wall. It's got like the way that the horns come up top, like it's just very significant. Like when you see it in person, when they're walking around, because that's the thing that I've always liked to think about. When you see horns on the wall versus horns in the binoculars and then horns with the naked eye, they all look different. You know what I mean? Like they all come to me anyways. Maybe do you have an opinion on that, Ramsey?
I would agree with that.
Like the way you perceive horns is always like a little bit different in a way.
Ground shrinkage.
Are the chances you think those bulls could have been twins?
Very possible.
How common is that?
Not very, I don't think. I would not assume. I mean, it's not very common for humans to have twins if you think about it.
But. Have you ever seen a bull or a deer with just one half? Hasn't dropped the other one yet.
Oh, all the time.
I saw one out on 72nd and Grant or King.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was
actually
white tail.
One of those bulls. We saw multiple bulls that weekend. The same trip we're talking about. They were half horned.
Yeah. Well, Ramsey, like the bigger one, what was there like 5 or 6 regs that we spotted on Narnia that day? That one of them had one horn, right? Yeah. So like the bigger one had dropped. Which
I've seen mule deer like that a lot.
Yeah, I think you know, like they always say that like. What is it like 600 yards or 300 yard radius?
Well, we've always been
told. Is that all it is?
Well, they say that, but mule deer, I feel like you could 100% rule that out because I really feel like a mule deer could like drop one and then drop his other way.
I'll tell you this right now, Chad.
Yeah.
I have found probably a dozen elk sets, shed sets. I've found one mule deer set my entire life. Side by side.
So like the weird thing for me is I've found 2 full sets in my life. And you can't really classify this one because it was deadhead. So uh-huh. you like don't classify that?
No, no.
So my other two that I actually found full sets are both mule deer. I've never found an elk full.
See, that's crazy.
Huh.
My full sets that I found, like I said, I found like a dozen elk ones. And some of them I was with other people. We found them together. But the ones that I personally found are all elk. And then I found one mule deer in my entire life. It was a 5x5. And then I found several sets of whitetail sheds that are side by side.
Yeah. Well, I think I would bet money that whitetail are more consistent than mule deer dropping sheds. Okay. Like within.
Now, here, let me ask you this. Every one of those side by side elk sheds, except for like a couple of those ones we found on the winning range, were giants.
Yeah.
The sets. So I wonder if there's something to do with that.
I would say so. Like when one's ready to go, I mean.
I'm going to guess that after you lose one, they're so cockeyed, they're probably working hard.
Because I'll show this to Chad. Why don't you keep talking, Sean?
Well, you know, the other thing too that like, I think, I can't remember if it was Riley or me that read this article when we were doing basically a shed hunting podcast during shed hunting season that, and I remember reading the article, like I said, I don't know if I was first or not, but basically they get like animals, like the bucks and bulls, when they drop, they get depressed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because like they're like,
I've never heard that.
That's their manhood.
I'm learning
right
something.
Oh, so maybe it was me. I read that because like it was part of that Wyoming mule deer migration that like, you know, Easton's Journal does and all that.
Ooh, I need to show you an article later speaking about that.
But there was some biologist there or something that was, he was studying the effects on.
I don't know if it's food.
It said 7:45.
They have 7 minutes to get their shit together.
I should look in, like, if there's a. Is there an email or something?
Anyway, so they're like, he was studying the effects on basically, you know, de-shedding as a horned animal. And he said that they were tracking this, and it wasn't necessarily about elk, so I guess I should narrow this down to just the mule deer. But he said that there was like they had a collar on one that they could test like heart rate and things like that and do all this fancy shit. And basically like, they figured out that like his heart rate would like spike after he dropped whenever he got into a situation, you know, like where like something spooked him. Mm-hmm. Like his heart rate raised.
What is that noise?
It might be Ramsey's phone. But anyway, so his heart rate would raise in those situations higher.
It's your mic.
Oh, it's the mic.
Someone's mic is loose. Sorry, everybody.
It's Sean's. As soon as he touched it, it stopped.
Sorry, everybody.
We good?
Sound better?
Geez, if I could ever finish this.
Depression.
Basically, like his heart rate raised a lot higher when he was shedless versus when he had his horns.
He's probably pissed off.
And it was like, a lot of it too, is like they wouldn't eat the same stuff, which granted, it's kind of a, you know, like
that's a seasonal
ecosystem thing anyway, like what they eat. But like typically, basically they said what they would eat, when they were like actually having sheds on around that same like month period before they dropped them, that they're like, as soon as that month was over, they wouldn't eat that shit. You're really going to make our guests go? You better go.
Just leave it on.
I think that probably has,
we're not going to switch.
Yeah. I'm going to guess that has something to do with pride. Like just a male. He's got his fucking horns on here that he loves. And
yeah, no, for sure.
I was going to show Chad like, something.
This could be a totally different deal, but we had a dog when I was a kid that we shaved once a year, and he was a fucking coward for like 2 weeks after that because he just didn't have his nice big coat.
I mean, so we all know about the TikTok video I posted last year of the biggest set that we found last year. It was about a 340 bowl.
Those with Alan, right?
This is the biggest set that I've found.
Holy shit.
I let the client take it home foolishly.
It's like the size of him, though.
Yeah, that's a 400-inch bowl all day long.
That's a big bowl.
Like I was saying, there's got to be something. To
check that on a plane.
They drove it home. They're from Alabama or Georgia, but there's got to be something along those lines of the big bulls drop on top. I don't know.
It's weird.
Except for my five, of course. That one bull that I like loved the most, I could never find the other half.
Right. Well, you know, the second set of full mule deer shed I've ever found in my life was on the ranch with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my second one ever.
I forgot you found a set out there.
Yeah. So
I forgot we found a bunch of muley sheds that day too.
Yeah. Well, they were old and then we found that freaking like, that thing had to have been like 100 and I mean, just when the girth had been like 145-inch two-point.
Oh, two-point?
Yes.
Dude, you know what?
You've seen that one in my man cave?
That thing is huge. I got to tell you right now, I have an exciting spot that I found last year. So Matt's been talking about this spot forever. He calls it the backcountry. He says, I've always wanted to walk in, you know, walk in. It's this big, giant, just nasty canyon. And we had to go in there to try and track down Macy's antelope. And we never go in there, right? Because it's like hard to access for clients and stuff.
Right.
Why is one of them smaller than the others? I apologize if it's your meat lover one. Oh, the plug has showed up with my 7-Up. Very nice. That looks good on camera.
Our pizza.
So do we get to make chewing noises on these microphones?
So anyways, while we're trying to find this antelope, I found three different elk sheds without even trying to find elk sheds. And one of them had a kicker off of the Royal. And I had left it at the cabin and someone stole it. Yeah. I was so bummed because it was like the one I actually wanted to keep.
Huh.
Because as we've talked, I don't really keep them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're like insane.
You just giving them away to clients or what?
Or just leave. I actually have a pile. I'm trying to create like a pillar.
Oh, okay.
Sheds out there.
You can set that on the ground. That one's yours.
Oh, is it the Hawaiian one?
No, this one's Chef. You need pizza on the podcast. Who cares? It's a lodge crew.
You just can't really talk in the mic while you're eating.
What did you get?
Barbecue pizza.
Mm.
Oh, that looks good. Oh, what do you got over there?
Don't fucking worry about it, Chad.
Well, yeah, just cheese pizza.
Mm. Rams, you should have a meat lovers.
This one's got pineapple on it.
Oh,
gross.
Pineapple does belong on pizza.
But yeah. So maybe this could be your year.
Yeah, let's do it. I'd be down.
Here, Chad.
I remember what we talked about on the podcast last week.
What?
We didn't have one last week.
Okay, the one the week before. Okay, the one that was posted. Or we'll post this week. It was about the game.
The what?
The survival game.
Mm. I'm on the camera right now as I'm just dumping pineapples all the way down my...
Oh, Sean's in the corner. Has he been in the corner the whole time?
Yeah, I did that before I left.
Oh, nice.
Okay,
nice.
Go on what you're saying.
Well, earlier we were trying to talk about what we talked about on the podcast last week, and it was... I remember now, it was the game. The survival game.
Oh, yeah.
What's this game?
Do you want to explain it?
This is a gist.
So, let me get back into...
No, you're good.
What it is Matt and Riley against me and Sean. There's a spot in the middle of the ranch. We're dropped an equidistance away from the point. Mm-hmm. And you have to make it to the point without getting spotted by the other team. But your goal is also to spot the other team.
And you only get a certain amount of... like items.
Five survival items plus a set amount of stuff that's so we don't die.
Is there a time limit?
2 days. 48 hours.
Oh, that ain't too bad.
Well, potentially like
in January.
2.5 days, potentially.
January?
Yeah. Well, it has to be where like, did we talk about where you're still going to be able to have the ability to kill small game?
I think so.
Okay.
I thought we were trying to do it during spring turkey.
I'd be fine with that. I just think that
there's still a chance of snow, but there's still a chance of it being 60 degrees. And then also we get the option because the gun that Matt wanted us to have was that 22 over under with the 410. Was it 410 or what?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, at that chance, you know, you have 410. You can legally shoot a turkey with a 410, right?
Yeah. What turkey, load?
What? So, I don't know.
Another one?
Yeah. Over. Put a little hell yeah on there. I will.
This is actually a great demonstration. Back to the oh hell yeah seasoning. Sean's going to try some on this pizza.
I am.
And we're going to see if it... How was the flavor beforehand, first of all?
It was good. It was really good. This one's actually open. Where
did we get this from?
American Pizza Company?
I've never had it. I think I've only ever had it at the studio.
Matt always gets it because the wings are phenomenal, but obviously we didn't want to like go crazy tonight.
There's some oh hell yeah on a piece of pizza.
Can you show, Sean's going to show his oh hell yeah pizza. You can see the seasoning, maybe.
Kind of.
I think you got to get closer.
You can see it on that pepperoni. Let's see how this goes.
That's
the hot piece.
Instantaneous. You taste it.
You can hear it too.
Holy shit, you guys gotta try that.
Is it really good?
I'm not even kidding. Toss me the other bottle here.
All right, here's another.
Pass that box over.
Taste test. Over the camera. Oh, sorry, Rams, right on the recorder. So you guys can't see this, but Ramsey, Chad's even gonna try now.
Chad, go for it. Holy shit.
This is actually gonna, just be Chad's first time trying Oh Hell Yeah seasoning too.
Yeah. Holy cow, that's good.
All right, Ramsey, you gotta tell us if Sean's just, Sean's being biased. Hold, let's find out.
On what?
I will say though,
the only the other side's open.
Sean, you got so much grease on your
face. I know.
Today we're gonna find out if the audience hates us for eating on recording. ASMR, Ramsey, can you do some fucking ASMR on the mic real quick?
All right, Chad, let's see.
Wow.
It's good.
Is it actually good?
Try it. I'm serious. Try it.
Wow.
Give me that box. Give me that box.
It's funny that we're doing this because Bear literally just posted a video about him making pizza and putting.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Give me that Oh Hell Yeah over
there. Should I text him right now? I'll text Bear right now and be like, we're
dude,
all.
Hook up to the Bluetooth and call him. We'll put him on the air.
I don't want to bother him like Matt does. All right, guys. Here I am. We are all on the podcast eating some pizza with the seasoning on it.
Yeah, that was actually really good. You're right. Just a hint of spice, but not overpowering.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that pizza was really hot. Can't believe you guys don't like pineapple on pizza.
No.
All right, I sent it. We'll see what he says. Dude, you should go get some. You should go get some of the hot one, Ramsey, and make Sean try the hot one.
I'm not doing that.
Have you tried it yet, Rams?
What?
The hot seasoning.
It's pretty hot.
All right.
Which one are you going to take? We got this.
While these guys are stuffing their face with some pizza, I wanted to ask.
One? You want the big one?
I wanted to talk to Chad real quick about if he's had a chance to try one of our other sponsors. Here it is.
I can't say that I have.
Well,
can we make it here?
I think this is a great opportunity. We've been really on a kick of setting up outdoor adventures on the podcast.
We have.
And I think we need to set up
pass that over with.
Either like a fishing camping trip or something here soon. And we should do a couple Ride on Trek meal reviews and have Chad along as a non-biased friend.
Yeah. Because you've never had it, right?
No, I've had, I think, three of the other brands, which I have my likes and dislikes of all of them. Oh, but I just haven't tried this
three
one.
Of the other brands?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there was. Well, I know. I'm sure there's a ton of them.
I think there's three.
Oh, I know the other one.
Yeah. I have my likes and dislikes of all those other ones.
Why do we never talk about it? Is that a problem, producer?
I'll say right now the Mountain House is the worst one that's ever. Like, they're the least.
Yeah, we're not comparing it to Ride on Trek right now. I just want to talk out loud about, like, I personally have an opinion, which I think is a thing. I can talk about my opinion. That Mountain House is really distasteful, in my opinion.
You know, often what we should do, since I haven't tried it, is you should make me a meal of, like, two or three brands and not show me what I'm eating.
That'd be actually fun. Choose them. That'd be fun. And I've heard from other people that the one, the Peak brand is good.
I like it.
It's okay.
And then what would be the other one?
What's that one we get at Alpine?
Is that what it's?
Yeah. Okay. What is, I've never.
I don't know if it's, it's not as popular as like Peak and Mountain House.
Well, we need to get Right on Track popular because we just had recently the cauliflower risotto.
So good.
And it was delicious. We're trying to get to where all of us can try it because we've been told that the best one that the people that work there think is the chicken Alfredo. Now, I'm not a big chicken Alfredo guy myself. I'm more interested in the general. Can you say it for me?
So?
General So. Is that how you say it?
General So's rice or something like that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to say that wrong. Is it rice and chicken or something?
Probably, more than likely, or pork.
There's maybe a pad thai noodle.
I want to try that one, babe.
Yeah, or do they?
Mm.
I think they do.
I think they do now.
They do. Yeah.
Yeah. Ramsey, can you while we're talking about this, can you look up the website and see what's on there and then name it off for us?
Yeah.
Because they had a new 2024 line that they dropped, and then that's, I think, what they're sending us, right, is the new line.
We've been sent. We have it upstairs. Have you?
Oh, I haven't seen it yet, no.
Oh, well, I'd be willing to go grab it. Obviously, I have to get by everybody unless someone else wants to go grab it. Yeah. It was in the, do you know where the bar is up there? By the so there's the island, the big island.
On the fireplace.
On the fireplace?
It is on the fireplace?
It's in that room now. I just seen it there.
In the office? Ago.
You've met Amy before.
You know the office we were in when we first got here? Where Matt's, it's literally just to the left of Matt's whitetail.
Yeah, if not, Amy should be there and be like, hey, just the boys wanted me to come up and grab the Right on Trek meals to advertise.
I haven't seen their new lineup. I don't know all the
and Ramsey's gonna list them off, but it will be fun to show everybody what we have too. Also, Ramsey and I, when we met with our connection from Right on Trek the very first time, we tried the what did we try that he was making there? The chili? Does that sound right, Rams?
So we got backcountry chili, banana bread, oatmeal, mac and cheese, blueberry granola with a yogurt.
Broccoli, I'd love to try even some of these breakfast ones.
Broccoli beef stroganoff.
Ooh.
Cauliflower forest chicken risotto. Cheesy mushroom egg scramble.
Ooh. You guys like mushrooms like that?
I love mushrooms.
Chicken Alfredo pasta, chicken coconut curry. I bet that one's super good.
Oh, nice.
Cranberry walnut oatmeal, General So's mountain rice.
What's in that? Is that
hearty
just
beef bolognese, hearty morning coconut granola, high country pad thai, and mac and cheese reserve edition? I'm gonna guess that's last year's.
Oh yeah. What do you got there, Chad?
Oh, we've got some 2-packs. We're back to having some of the 2-pack meals. Oh, we have the General So's. Oh, wow. Very cool. So you can see this here. This is
Sean,
can you get that? Can you get that on Sean's camera, Rams?
This is what I was talking about with the calorie count here. So give me that. Well, that one person meal right in front of you, Riley.
Yeah.
How many calories is this
one? 570 for the chili.
And which, that's the chili?
Yeah. And I got 490 for this risotto.
So this General So's mountain rice. This 2-person meal is 1,130 calories. Now, as we've found, especially with Ramsey and I, that we can, like, each of us could bring one of these, and each of us can eat one per person, basically.
We're also big dudes.
But here's the thing, though. 1,100 calories for a meal that is so easily consumed and packed. That is perfect in an elk hunting scenario. When you're out in the mountains and, you know, like, you have your granola bars.
You need energy.
You want to hit your protein levels and stuff like that.
So
but like,
what about the setup and cleanup of it? Either way, any company or any brand you look at, you have to stop and take some time. But
right.
Some are more annoying than others. So I
do believe that was the one thing that our connection, what is his title? Do you know?
I believe he's like regional sales manager, or like the sales manager.
He had told Riley and Ramsey that he had gotten that.
Were you there or was it just me and Matt? You weren't there? It was just me and Matt.
So anyway, Riley and Matt, that he had gotten some complaints from some hunters about like how like the competitors, you know, like they let them cook in the bag. We have something in the works that we're going to propose to them to kind of minimize that complaint in a way, but I mean,
or at least like make the way that we're show people the way we're going to do it if we never make our own product.
And you know, honestly, it's like for me as a hunter, and I'm sure Ramsey feels the same way, like I was not really that upset that we had to cook it in the jet boil.
Oh, that's the only thing.
Yeah, because like it's not like the boil water, pour it in the bag.
I use my jet boil once a day when we're hunting. And then you have to clean your shit at the end of the night anyways.
Yeah.
So I don't.
And then when you get, I mean, here's the thing though. It's like you cook something. All you have to do is put some water in it, boil it, and then
yeah.
It's clean, you know?
Right.
And then you'll run it through the dishwasher when you get home after that trip. Mm-hmm. But like it gives you that, like I've always said, it gives you that satisfaction that you're not just eating dehydrated food because you're like, you're cooking yourself a meal without all the prep. You didn't cut all the chicken up, vacuum seal it. You know, you didn't pre-make rice
in a vacuum seal and like all this stuff. And it's kind of homey.
And it's
if that
light.
Makes sense.
It's light as hell.
Yeah. Because like the weights on these, where did you find those weights?
It's on the front.
Like even this 2-person one is only 9 ounces.
Where do you? Oh yeah, 9.9 ounces on this one. Like that's everything in hunting.
That's relatively.
I mean, oh, wouldn't you say that? And I know that we all do a lot of 3 to 4 day hunts.
Oh, my bad.
But for most of the.
Yeah, some of us just don't have a 5-star cook when we get back.
I'm just saying, like most of like the hunter that's going to get out is going to get out for Friday night through Sunday, right? Rams. So you pretty much need, like, let's say you're going to do only backpacking meals for a weekend. You only need 6 or 7 of them. So let's just say 6 at 9 ounces.
For 2 people?
For 1 person. I thought you guys were just saying that you're
7 of them for.
I thought you were saying that you guys use the 1-person or the 2-person meals. What is your opinion? I want to know your opinion.
No,
you guys are more.
We use the. We had each had 2 of the which I don't think they're doing that anymore. Are they the
Rams? You're going to be a way better. Pack? You guys can be a way better opinion on what I'm trying to say here. I'm just trying to say like
what we did during archery season with Chad and Sven is you had a breakfast one, and you had a dinner one.
Yeah. So you're carrying it, and it was always a 2-person. So at that point, you're carrying.
4.
Rounded up to 20 ounces of food per person. So
roughly
let's say
2 to 2,400 calories.
Let's say Friday night you pack in, Sunday you could pack out. You're looking at maybe 40 to 50 ounces.
Yeah, because like of course, like we always have like our granola bars and our jerky and like other snacks, which
is what 5 pounds of food.
Not even.
Or did I do that wrong?
No, but you're still carrying more weight.
How many ounces are in a pound?
Snacks and you.
I thought it was 8. It's
16.
16 ounces.
16 ounces in a pound. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I would say I would carry more weight in granola bars and jerky than I would. In a packet.
100%.
For sure.
Oh, for sure. And then
I'm a big snacker, though.
The sustenance levels, obviously, within these. I mean, these 2-person, like, honestly, if you absolutely had to, you could eat one of these 2-persons in the morning and probably feel okay until, like, you got back.
Because you're not going to sacrifice. You, even though you're going to pack light, and you would want to do as much of these to get rid of all the extra food you could, you're probably still not going to sacrifice your little jerky, a little bit of jerky and granola because that's a
great walk.
That's a thing you're a luxury that you allow yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
personally.
Oh yeah.
So you like Sean says, you could have one of these 2-persons in the morning, granola bar. You know, I know some guys, and it's a weight thing too. Some guys do carry apples too. I've seen that many times.
A weight, and that's just I like to pack. Where everything fits nice together. I wouldn't do apples.
It's a tough one, but I have seen guys.
It's weird. I don't know.
I mean, because
they don't go bad.
I've done like,
well, they do, just
yeah,
not,
but not in that one.
They can be open.
I've done right. Like, I've carried like a full yellow onion and 2 like yellow potatoes before.
Have you?
And because then you like, I'd have like a vacuum sealed, half frozen, you know, like pre cut up elk steak that you would just put on the campfire.
Right.
I've seen
Which we never did that night. We slept in the
mountains. Surprised you guys didn't do that on your hunts either, where you would
we made sandwiches.
But like a lot of guys.
Mustard and cheese. Oh, there's a little meat in there, I think.
I've seen a lot of hunting shows where guys will go into these hunting camps and then they'll just have like an action packer that's full of like potatoes and onions and it's super cheap.
I want to do some campfire bread.
Oh, did you see the ones that we made that one time?
Uh-uh.
The honey butter.
It was really good.
Yeah, that's always would be a definite solid.
Outdoor Boys did it better.
Yeah. I've been watching Luke from the Outdoor Boys.
Oh, really? That's so funny. That's.
There's the door, Chad.
What do we got for time, Rams?
Hour, 3 minutes.
Okay, so we're gonna flip the script to my last little bit that I wanted to throw in here.
Before we do that, we're gonna talk about our last.
Not flow with the rest of
we're gonna talk about our last and final sponsor. Which is our friend Taryn over at Tier 1 Fence. Guys, it has been a warm winter. It is not, well, today's February 29th. Tomorrow is March 1st. March 1st is probably the time of the year where you're thinking to yourself. Also, side note, March 1st also marks something else. I want you to think about it, Sean. And then when we're done here, I want you to, if you can think about what I'm thinking about happens on March 1st, I want you guys to say it.
Fishing licenses.
Fucking Ramsey. We'll talk about that next.
You just said, if you guys think about it, say it.
After I'm done talking about tier one fence. So March 1st, and Chad, you're a lawn mowing guy. You're a, you know, jack of all trades. You guys do interior homes, stuff like that. You're familiar with guys that do fence, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just like a lot of you're going into your season for, you're probably taking bids and stuff right now. Now is a good time, too, to go get your fencing bids, too, because I would assume you could schedule something that would be ready for the spring, early summer, to get your privacy fencing up.
Well, I'd say in any trade, like trade I'm in, trade Sean's in, the people who are calling right now, we're able to get them done before the rush comes
right
along. We're able to actually prep for that and maybe not get the job done, but at least get the hard prepping out of the way to get ahead of the game.
Which is a great thing to think. So if you can get a hold of Taryn right now, if you guys are ready for a fence in 2024, get a hold of him. He's probably not super booked up, and you can get to be on that list first. And, you know, whatever you need, vinyl, cedar, that 6-foot fence, that 3-foot fence, chain link, agriculture, call them up, check out their information. You can check them out on Tier One Fence on Facebook. Or you can even get a hold of us and we'll get you in touch with Taryn. But yeah, check that out. Tier One Fence.
Good ad read.
That was a solid ad read.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
So I wanna flip this entire script.
John's been waiting for this the entire episode.
I have. I really, really.
Those that came here for the outdoor content, leave now.
Yeah.
Ramsey, get out.
We got a lot of NFL. We got a lot of NFL.
It's over. Fans. Wait for September.
We got a lot of NFL fans in here, right? You guys enjoy the.
Well, Ramsey does say that, but I would argue with I would argue with you. My second favorite time of the year for NFL is free agency. So yeah. I will say.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, Sean.
So,
Jesus.
Where I'm at right now is you guys are all familiar with I would say probably the hot. As far as, how do I say this? Basically, the number one, I would say, rated broadcasting of revolving the NFL, Colin Cowherd. Mm-hmm. You've all heard Colin Cowherd. Now,
everybody was saying that too?
He just doesn't like the conversation we're having.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't like Colin.
I like listening.
Anyway.
He's funny.
So he does his...
I will say, though, he always defended Tom Brady against the haters.
Now, this guy definitely has very strong opinions. Everybody in this room could agree that he has very strong opinions.
Yeah.
So I had recently just saw a post from him on him ranking the 2023 season and the top 12 quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I am very curious. I want you guys as a group to go through, and I want you guys to come up with your top 12. And I want to see, like, as we're going through, I will like compare and let you know, like, with what he did, because
we don't get to know his yet.
No, it absolutely irks me. This top 12, and I think it would Riley, because Riley and I have a lot of similar views in the NFL, and it just drives me crazy. So as a group, I want you guys to start at number 12 and just like go down that list. That way we can come to the same consensus that this is absolutely a like travesty what has happened here with this top 12.
I got to find a list of quarterbacks first, so give me a second.
Can you?
What are we doing?
Top 12 quarterbacks 2023 season. I want you to rip your 12.
Jordan Love, number one.
Guys, we got 12 is 12 is rough. We have to go top 5. 12 will be here all night.
I got the list. What's so wrong with it?
It's horrible.
How about this? Why don't we just perfect?
The only person that doesn't belong in there is Trevor Lawrence.
Perfect his list. Don't make our own.
You got to tell me the list, and then
okay. So I'm gonna start at number 12. You guys ready?
And him, he doesn't belong in there either.
Dak Prescott,
12
at number 12.
I'll keep him there for now.
I've never liked
coming him. In at number 11. CJ Stroud.
Okay, he's young. That's hard to judge.
Number 10 really doesn't make sense either.
I think it does because of the injury, and that's the only reason. Yeah. They haven't seen what he's done there. Number 10, Aaron Rodgers.
That's a tough one.
Okay. Are you guys going to just like, are you going to make your picks as we go, or do you want to just do it all at the end?
At the end. I want to hear the list.
9, this one pisses me off. Kyler Murray at number 9.
Hmm.
Like,
yeah, he's when he's healthy, he's amazing at fantasy football.
Coming in at number 8, he's, I would say, my second favorite quarterback in the NFL right now. He's my boy.
Kirk.
Jared Goff.
Okay.
At 8.
That's
7.
That's pretty savage.
7 is my least favorite NFL player in existence. Riley. Who was that?
Trevor Lawrence.
That's Trevor Lawrence at number 7.
Do you not like him?
Is it the hair?
I hate Trevor.
I just think he's overrated. I don't think he's bad.
I hate Trevor Lawrence. He wasn't even good when he was at Clemson. Okay. Number 6. I agree with this one. Justin Herbert. Number 6.
I don't hate the top 6.
Can I guess him? I think, yeah. Do you want
to
guess the top 5 now? Because that's Herbert was 6.
So I think
six,
before, Joe Burrow at 5.
Before we go into this, I think 5 is overrated for the longevity.
Justin Fields?
No.
No, he's not even on the list.
You're shitting me.
No.
Why would he be on the list?
Guys, I'm telling you right now, Justin Fields goes to another team this year. He's top 10.
Who's the Bears quarterback right now?
He's not a free agent yet.
But they're talking about getting traded to the Steelers.
Anyway, continue, Riley.
Come on. You know this. Longevity. Think longevity players in the NFL. Quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
What do you mean by longevity players?
Like, you got Joe Burrow right in the top 5. You just didn't have him.
What is he at 4?
No.
3?
No, yeah. You got to do 5. You got to do 5.
So 3 is Joe Burrow.
Okay.
2 is Lamar.
Nope.
So 5 is Lamar?
Nope.
4 is Lamar?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get 5.
1's Patrick Mahomes.
1. Yep.
It's Kirk, isn't it?
2 is it Kirk?
No.
Okay.
It's not Kirk. I'm going to get it, you guys.
He didn't make top 12, though?
You should be able to get number 2.
He should be Rams quarterback, number 5.
I thought 2 was Lamar. Yeah.
I'm thinking Sam Bradford.
Stafford.
Matt Stafford.
And then 2.
So Stafford, Lamar, Joe, and then you got Patrick at 1, number 2.
Number 2.
Easy.
The gunslinger of the century,
Josh Allen. Josh Allen, my bad. Yeah, I agree with that. I actually only have one thing I'm going to change, or 2 maybe. I'm bumping Aaron Rodgers down 1.
To 9, so then Kyler Murray goes 10. I don't think Kyler Murray's in the top 15.
And I don't think so either, but I swap CJ Stroud with Trevor Lawrence.
What's Josh Allen at?
2.
I'm going to start this with, I love Josh Allen. The guy's a stud.
But he's a turnover machine.
He is the most inconsistent quarterback in the
league right now. I don't think Trevor Lawrence is the top 12 quarterback in the NFL. I think he's number 30 fucking 2.
No, that's the Panthers quarterback.
I would take Sam Howell over Trevor Lawrence any day.
So I like the top 4. I mean, you could interchange 2, 3, and 4 pretty easily.
I think as of like a group whole,
I think Lamar could easily be 2 or 3. I think Joe could be 3 or 4.
Is it like a
4.
Last season though? I think Lamar's ahead of Joe for last season. But as far as like,
didn't Lamar get MVP this year?
No.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
For no fucking reason.
Yeah, but
I didn't really hear about it much this year.
Okay, let me ask you this though: in the top 5, which one of those guys do you think could take the reins away from Patrick Mahomes?
Josh Allen, if he can actually.
No, I think it's Joe. I think it's Joe Burrow.
I never liked Joe.
None of them.
I like Burrow.
There's no one right now that could.
Big Dick Burrow.
Actually, CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud's the only one.
Do you know who could actually probably this 2024 season, who could blow Patrick Mahomes out of the water for yards and you know, passer rating and everything? You know who's going to be? Aaron Rodgers.
I see it.
You really think he's going to come back and be that guy?
I fully believe he's done.
He's in South America right now, cheeching the ayahuasca.
I'm a huge Rodgers fan.
I think his prime is years ago. I could bet money right now that I could see Rodgers having a 4,400 yard season this year, for sure.
He better retire after that.
I don't know. I don't think
I'm just going to be excited if Panthers win 3 games next year.
So what I was going to ask you, Riley, is Bryce Young the quarterback for the Panthers?
No, I hate him.
Really?
Yep.
You know, I was a big believer in Bryce Young.
Carolina is literally shot for the next 5 years. I will.
Yeah,
I promise you.
All their draft picks are going. Yeah,
I've been in this situation before. This is basically 2007 to 2000 to Cam Newton. We went through the Jimmy Clausen, Matt Moore.
Please don't
Derek
tell me
Anderson.
Okay, let me ask you this though. Let me ask you this.
Not first though.
Let's go prime 2016. Was CMC the guy for the Panthers at that time? Like,
not
you as
16,
a, you
like
as a
17, 18, maybe
as a Panthers fan, but like when he came in and started making his moves, was he the guy in your eyes?
Dude, I have to be honest with you. I'm very skeptical.
we're going to get so locked into this NFL talk and it's going to scare people away, but
I'm giving you
every,
6 minutes.
Every time that Carolina Panthers have had a first round pick, I am instantly hated every time. I hated Cam Newton. I hated
Cam Newton did take him to a Super Bowl though.
But it took them about three games for me to realize, yep, these are it. And that was Christian McCaffrey too, because I'm like, who wants this guy from Stanford?
That was Ron Rivera too,
where
wasn't it?
Where's
who?
Derek Henry.
I bet he goes to the Ravens.
I heard the Jets the other day.
That, see, now I can get behind Aaron Rodgers if he has a right.
Yeah, but you know, the Jets also had,
oh yeah,
what the last season? What was his name? The Vikings.
Baller.
Viking.
Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook. They got Dalvin Cook last year.
He's an injury prone piece
yeah.
of shit.
Yeah, he's sick around too long.
I don't personally. I don't see the like growth in getting these like guys that should retire. You know, like them bringing over Randall Cobb from the Packers, and then them getting Dalvin Cook. Like, I don't really, because like
you
Dalvin
know
Cook
what that move
played.
Was though, Sean. That would move was like your buddy that works at fucking Walmart.
That, all that was Randall Cobb.
And Tony, you're like, Tony you're going to go to your business partner, Nick, and you're like, yeah, this guy, he's the guy. I'm going to try and get him on the crew for 1 year.
I do agree. If you got a guy who's past his prime, don't pay him full price, but he'd be a great mentor for these young guys.
Yeah. Locker room guy.
Yeah.
How do you take that as a player though? That's what I've always thought about.
I think you just got to accept that your best.
Cause how old is Randall Cobb? He's gonna be like 31, 32.
So he was a rookie, I think, the year after they won the Super Bowl in
10.
Yeah, it was a 2010 season. I think he was a rookie.
Was
the year after.
So he's pretty much
2009 season. 2010.
Pretty much.
So it was a 2010 season. I think the game was in 11 though. So
no, because 11 was the Cardinals won the Super Bowl, right?
It's 2000. I remember it was Packers. Steelers.
Let's call it 11 or 12. Yeah. Randall Cobb is a rookie. So how old is he now?
I would say that's the same age as Mike Evans, right? Or is Mike Evans?
Or sorry, the Cardinals didn't win. Didn't the Steelers beat the Cardinals in the Super Bowl? They did.
Right? I think that was before that Packers Super Bowl, though.
Anyways, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's.
But yeah, the only reason Randall Cobb came along is because Rodgers is like, I love you.
Well, that was what was so weird is because like when he like mentioned that trade to go to the Jets and then was like, I never had the receiving core I needed at Green Bay.
And then he takes
and then he
Green
takes
Bay's
all
receiving core.
Yeah. Tony Lazard, Randall Cobb, like all
Lazard
these.
Was all right. He wasn't a
lizard.
Who was Lazard? Okay, I'll ask you this. Who do you think was the best Packers receiver for that Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers era?
Brett Favre, Aaron
Rodgers. Greg Jennings?
Donald Driver.
That's what I was going to say. Donald Driver for sure.
Yeah, Favre had Driver.
I saw a thing the other day that you'd find this interesting.
James Jones was big at the time.
I think the biggest, though, for Aaron Rodgers is Devontae, for sure.
Yeah, he had Jordy.
I disagree with that.
Really?
Huh?
I disagree.
You don't think Devontae was...
Are you going with Jordy?
Number one?
Jordy Nelson was his big guy, and then he got old, and Devontae replaced him.
I think Devontae...
So you guys need to listen to this little stat thing that I saw the other day. Who do you take all time? Jimmy Graham or Greg Olsen?
Greg Olsen.
Their stats are almost identical. Greg Olsen has a little bit leg on almost every one, except for touchdowns. Jimmy Graham has 30 more touchdowns.
I mean, Jimmy Graham was catching the ball from Drew Brees. Greg Olsen, name one top
Cam Newton
eight
was MVP.
Top eight quarterback of all time that was throwing Greg Olsen the ball. Cam's not a top eight.
Russ?
Drew Brees is a top five.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought you'd find that.
I never liked Jimmy Graham.
No. He came back to
you guys remember Jeremy Shockey?
Yeah.
The Giants.
You know that Jimmy Graham played for the Panthers in his end of his prime?
Jimmy Graham, yeah.
And also Jeremy Shockey did too.
Were
the tight ends go to die?
I was going to ask you.
No, this is not a tight end, but do you remember Sean Alexander?
Oh, yeah. I was
fucking freak, dude.
Funny story. When I was a little guy football, my first year they did magazine sales, I won a trip to go see a Seattle Seahawks game.
Mm-hmm.
And I met Matt Hasselbeck. And Sean Alexander.
Really?
Yeah.
Sean Alexander. Why did you get your jersey signed?
It was after the game.
I think Sean Alexander was the first jersey I ever owned.
He was a baller.
Really? I had a Matt Hasselbeck jersey.
I have a Matt Hasselbeck jersey as well.
Really?
It was like a medium.
Dude was like
it'll fit no more and fits my left arm.
The dude was like the definition of like you're an average quarterback.
He reminds me of easily of like Eli Manning or
I wouldn't even put him on Eli's standards. That's
Who else would it be?
Eli's got two Super Bowls over.
Jay Cutler, Rex Grossman.
Yes. I would put him in that stand.
Jake Delhomme.
Jake DeLome, man. The
didn't Rex Grossman have legend. One good year, and that was his...
Who?
Rex Grossman. He had one good year.
For the Bears?
Nobody remembers Rex Grossman.
Yeah, lost, but
nobody,
they was the Super Bowl.
Nobody remembers Rex Grossman as a quarterback.
You remember this guy? Jay Orton?
The Jets head coach.
Remember Kyle Orton?
That's Kyle Orton is a Broncos guy.
Yeah, and Bears guy.
Yeah.
That was the trade.
Jay Cutler
was a Bears guy and a Broncos guy.
Jay Cutler has more touchdowns than Rodgers does for the Packers. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah. Well, Sean, thank you for that little bit of a top 12 list that we got to mess around with there. One more piece of off-topicness. Sean, our regional movie guy, I just saw one of the best movies I've seen this year. And I recommend you see it if you haven't seen it. For the guys in the house, Amazon Prime, I have bought it on there if you want to watch it. The Iron Claw is an awesome movie. Have you seen it yet?
No, I have not. But
it is not what you expect. It is, there's only been one movie in my entire life that I've teared up on, and that was Radio.
Great movie.
Do you know what scene I'm talking about that makes you tear up? When he's fucking getting beat up in the shed by the football players?
Mm-hmm.
The worst
sadness. When he finds out his mom dies?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. But this movie, literally, I was sitting there, I'm like, why is my eyes tearing up? It was crazy. Gotta see it. Give it a try, guys. Again, it's on Amazon Prime at home. Watch it.
I can't say there's really any good new movies out in the last 5 years.
No, but this one, give it a shot.
I haven't seen Oppenheimer. Heard good things about that.
Oh, my God. We tried to watch a fucking Aquaman the other day.
Oh, it was so awful. Top Gun was great, but they played off of something in the 80s, so that wasn't a great new creation.
I think Top Gun is phenomenal.
It was one of my favorite movies.
I can't think of a new movie that we've watched.
Nobody...
You guys haven't watched Midway yet, have you?
No.
You told us
to watch that. Also, did you end up watching
Oppenheimer?
The camper
place on the front road?
I haven't seen it yet.
What? What did you say?
The camper place on the front
road? No.
No, I have not seen Oppenheimer, and that's one where I feel like I got to sit down and pay attention the whole time.
Oppenheimer is, I put it my top one or two best movies of all time.
Oh, because it wasn't on your top five when we did the movies.
I
top 10. That's fine. Just catch yourself.
I know. I reiterated it at the end of when I was on the spot there. Okay.
But yeah, Sean, I'd love you to see that movie and tell me what you think about it.
Okay.
Come back. A little homework for you. And again, guys, watch it. I'll watch it with you. I'll watch it a second time.
I'll do it.
But
you know a movie, listen to your guys' conversation that I don't think ever came up, and it's not a very popular movie, but you should watch it.
In our top five?
Yeah. It's not popular for anybody, but have you ever seen The Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
Yes.
Heard of it.
Stiller movie?
Yeah.
Amazing movie.
Ben Stiller, yeah.
That's got to be up in somebody's list.
Ben Stiller just on the mind today after Chad and I watched Meet the Fockers.
Yeah, we had a little Fockers.
You know what? In those Meet the Parents, Meet the Fockers movies, here we are tangenting on movies again. Yeah. You know, like when like he is away from Robert De Niro, he can kind of be kind of dickish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every time he acts like that, all I can think of is Heavyweights. Like his same attitude as that guy.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Oh, classic movie.
I don't think I've seen it.
Heavyweights. Gotta see it.
He's always the antagonist.
Have you ever seen the conspiracy theories about the connection between Heavyweights and Dodgeball? Like there's this whole conspiracy theory that's the same person that after. So you remember when he got
I'm white. W-H-I-T.
Yeah.
E.
The guy from Heavyweights.
Nobody makes me lose.
When he got beat up and shit and then got kicked out, at the end he gets fat, right? And then at the beginning of Global Gym, he's fat and then starts the gym. And it's the same kind of guy, like character.
Yeah.
So there's a big conspiracy theory about it.
They probably did.
Freaking Chuck Norris.
What's Ben Stiller's best movie?
Ooh.
Dodgeball.
Well, see, the Mitty one, it's not his average type of movie. So that one sticks out to me because...
What, are you going to say Starsky and Hutch?
No.
Dodgeball probably then.
Dodgeball for sure.
Zoolander.
Yeah.
I have to watch that again.
Let me go look.
It's Zoolander.
Dude, Night at the Museum was a fucking
banger. That's close. That's a good movie. That's a close movie.
It's got to be Dodgeball.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. What do you think Owen Wilson's best movie is?
Oh, my... Stop. We're podcast Marley over.
Seriously, though. Like, what?
He's a great actor, but I can't think of any like.
Also, his best cameo is in Happy Gilmore.
Who's
Ben Stiller?
Oh yeah, what is he doing?
He was not
that?
Credited in that movie.
Would you take a warm glass to shut the hell up?
Here's what I'll say. You know my hatred.
Grandma's like.
You know my hatred for Owen Wilson. The only movie
Marley and Me.
Because he
Marley and Me.
Marley and Me. Sorry.
I'm Owen Wilson.
I don't know.
Cars. Drill Bit Taylor wedding, is the only one that I can.
Wedding Crashers is a frickin'.
Drill Bit Taylor is the only one that I can deal with.
Cars?
Really?
Does animated count?
No.
Cars is good.
Vince Vaughn. I love Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn is great.
Yeah. What's that one?
Anchorman Vince Vaughn? Hilarious.
What's the one with Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn? They go work for Google.
Interns?
Yeah. That was a good one. I like that.
Best cameo for Vince Vaughn? Into the Wild.
Shit, I don't even remember.
Into the Wild.
When he's working on the farm as a combine driver.
Yeah. You know, best movie of Owen Wilson's brother. What's his name?
Luke Wilson.
Yeah.
Idiocracy.
No. Oh, best movie is.
I just started watching that Netflix movie the other day with him in it.
What is it called? The one where he's the frat house.
Oh, shit. I just started watching.
Why can't I think of this name?
It popped up on. Old school, is it?
Old school. Yeah, it's old school.
It popped up on.
Couples Retreat was pretty funny, too.
You know what I watched not that long ago that has so many actors when they were young is Dazed and Confused.
I don't know that one.
All right.
Well, these guys started watching movies like.
No, that's the first three words he ever said in the movie.
Yep. All right.
You guys started watching movies like Little Nicky and stuff, so now it's suggesting movies, and that's why it suggested Old School because you guys were watching. That's a good
Little Nicky is hilarious.
Yeah. I tried. Ramsey was in a grumpy mood the other day, but I was making a spot on Little Nicky impression while you guys were watching it.
Yeah, my dad hit me in the face with a shovel. My brother.
Great movie. Best Adam Sandler.
No. So weird that
just taking a hit on the old punching bags, Dad.
that is a very weird Sandler movie.
It's so funny though. With that, we're gonna walk out of this podcast with a laugh. Chad, thanks for coming along.
Thanks for having me.
You're really helping us implement that Lodge Crew episode strategy of just talking about whatever the heck we want to talk about. And it was fun. I had a fun time tonight. Make sure to check out our sponsors. Right on Trek. Oh, Hell Yeah Seasoning. We didn't even talk about the High Country Salsa. Sean's taking one home tonight. What is your first plan with it?
To
chips.
Pour it into a bowl and
eat it with some tortilla chips.
That is its best form. So go check that out.
I don't know. It's pretty good on eggs.
Guys, this High Country Salsa is available on website, www.highcountrysalsa.com. You can also get it by going to
www.dot maybe.
I might have said that. Might have said it wrong, but it is the dot, not the what I said. You can also get it by clicking the link on the BMB store at the bottom. You can check it out. There's a High Country Salsa link at the bottom. But for that, again, Chad, thank you. Boys, thank you. We're gonna head out of here. We'll catch you on the next.
See ya.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Bull Mountain Brothers.
Hey, if you're looking for more Bull Mountain Brothers, be sure to follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Bull_Mountain_Brothers and Facebook and YouTube at Bull Mountain Brothers.
Also, don't forget to check out our B&B store at BullMountainBrothers.com where you can find some super sweet deals on some seasonal merchandise and outdoor gear.